You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just heard something from the band, the Divine Fits, and those guys are comprised of what's-his-face from Wolf Parade and the guy from Spoon. This is, I think the guy's name is Britt, maybe? Let me just double-check. Spoon... band. Let's see which guy. Brit something, maybe? I should know this. Sorry. The song cut out, and I was like, what? Totally took me by surprise. Yeah, Britt Daniel is his name. And what's his face? You know, that one guy from Wolf Parade. Anyways, so that's off their debut record from 2012, which is called A Thing Called Divine Fits. All right. 6:38. My name, as I mentioned, is Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8. And it is a sunny night, which is nice. And this is looks like going to be my third last show before the summer, before I take off. I'm going to be leaving early July to go back to Detroit, Windsor area, and hang there for the summer. There you go. I'm also a teacher, and it's already May 30th, and if you know anything about school, because you all should have been through school, it's getting exciting, which means we're just kind of wrapping up. Things are slowly but surely coming to a close. Thank God. Yes. And then there you go. That would be good times for all of us teachers. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's hear something from a band out of Calgary. These guys are called Prenup, and they are comprised of the couple Josiah and Sarah Hughes. They are married, and I believe Josiah Hughes writes for Exclaim magazine, so you can find his stuff there. And what song are we going to hear, Anita? Let's see. We're going to hear the song... What do I have for us? Oh, yeah, The Grudge. This is a song off of their newest, very, very new, as in released this month, like May 2018, because it's still May, record called Oh Well. All right, so let's check this out. These guys, as I mentioned, are from Calgary, and my show is a mostly Canadian music show. You know, we'll see how it goes. Anyways, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Metropolis.
All right, I gotta just stop that. That was just, no offense, but I'm not gonna say who that is. I really did not like that. I heard another song by that band that I quite liked, and I just had to kill that. So, yes, you know, it's my own show, so I don't have to listen to that, do I? So let's move on into something else. Let's hear something from my most favorite band ever in Canada. This is a band. I'm just like Googling them right now. I'm getting the song up. yeah, one second here, folks. I'm talking about Sonic Avenues. When in doubt, play your favorite song. It'll always work out. What am I going to play is from Sonic Avenues. It is, hold on. I'm talking and I don't even know what I'm doing here. Let's take a look here. This is it. It's from the record Mistakes from 2014, and the song is Lost and Found. I'm so sorry that I played that awful song. I'll be honest. I did not listen to it ahead of time. I usually do. I'm usually quite aware of the music I play, and I was just in a total rush tonight, getting over here to work, blah, blah, blah. And whatever. Here we go. Let's hear this band that I adore out of Montreal. And this is, as I mentioned, for the 2014 record, Mistakes. The song is like my favorite Canadian song probably ever. Lost and Found here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Don't you please be in line? Bring me to a submission. show you how to bruise the way I do. Are we dreaming? Aim at someone else. I'm at ease. Take what I can get, stay alive. Polished and young, leading head. Maybe I could teach you how to sell your soul. Don't ever wait for a better time. Leave you in the dark, leave you in the dark, leave you in the dark. Show you how to breathe.
I be playing some weird stuff tonight, huh? All right, that right there is the song Freddy Krueger, Honeymoon Suite from the band Devours. Those guys are local, and you could find that on their record released a couple years ago called Late Bloomer. That is correct. All right. So what else did we hear? All right, before that, we heard something from another band that I was just introduced to. They're called Blitzkid. And they are, what's the story behind these guys? They're part of the whole like horror punk genre, you know, I don't know, like the Misfits, if you will. And these guys are out of West Virginia, and I don't think they're around anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I like them. They're cool. They're really good. And it's always interesting to discover a band like way past their peak, their prime. Well, I say that's actually something I'm good at. I always seem to be sort of like right behind the eight ball. Is that the right saying? Yeah. So there you go. That's Blitzkid with the song She Dominates from the record Trace of a Stranger. And then, of course, before that, we heard my favorite Canadian song, which is Lost and Found from Sonic Avenues out of Montreal from the record Mistakes. All right, the time is, it's 7 o'clock already. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you all until 8. at which time McConan comes on with his show, Mixed Cassette. So stay tuned for that. Now I'm going back to, 92 right now, because we're going to hear something from the Far Side. I love this song so much. These guys are from South Central. They were formed back in 89. I can't believe it. Yeah. And so let's take, now, by the way, you have to, I feel like I've already touted this, but if you get a chance, watch a 4-part sort of series, if you will, documentary called Hip Hop Evolution, because it is so incredibly amazing. You will, if you like hip hop, and if you don't like hip hop, you will like hip hop. It's so good. It goes to the roots of hip hop and it traces the evolution. The name says it all. So, now Far Side were not mentioned in the documentary at all. I'm not, they focus sort of on the main groups. They do at some point do a little thing on the Beastie Boys. Not much, even though they did have a pretty big spot in the history of hip hop, even though they're white. But anyways, I mean, they don't go into, there's a lot of bands that they didn't really go into at all. So the Far Side. Let me just stop talking and let's just hear this awesome song, Passing Me By. I love the song so much. And there you go. Now, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And stay tuned because I shall come back with some weather.
Tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
Really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was
was unaware of my existence. From a distance, I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her, a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then the scientist is the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later. Returned to sender. Damn.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is local band Joe Past. And the song we heard is Left, and you can find that off their new record called Their Prime. And I really like that. Very sort of dreamy and very chill. I quite enjoyed that. A good contrast, though, to the Riverdales, because, I mean, I love the Riverdales. They're probably my favorite punk rock band, for sure. We heard Diabolik from their amazing record released back in 2010, Tarantula. And if you know nothing about the Riverdales, just know that they basically are Screeching Weasels. So if you know who Screeching Weasel are, like, you know, Ben Weasel and those guys, there you go. That's who they are. They had a different band out of Chicago. And yeah, their latest record was Tarantula. They are no longer, which is a shame, but who knows, they'll come back. They seem to sort of come in and out of existence, but there you go. Before the Riverdales, we heard something from the Montreal band, Freak Heat Waves, and that's new. It's called Soothing Limbo, and I really like that song. It's a great song from their newest record, Beyond XXXL. The time is 7:21. I'm Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the sun is streaming in the station. And I never usually complain about the sun, but it is like stabbing me in the eyeballs. Like, I can't even see the screen of the computer here. And I'm like, what? How come I'm blinded? I'm blinded by the light. And I'm wrapped up like not a douche, but a deuce. Like a runner in the night. You know, that's a Bruce Springsteen song. You guys know that, right? Performed by Manfred Mann. And I think everybody thinks that lyric, wrapped up like a, it's a douche. For the longest time, I was like, wrapped up like a douche or revved up like a douche. See, I'm not good with lyrics, but I guess apparently it's deuce. Apparently a car called a deuce. Maybe it was revved up like a deuce. Anyways, it was wrapped up like a douche. God, I just went on a ramp on a sort of, tirade there. Anyways, it's, what did I say? 7:22. I cannot see. So if you're wondering why I'm crazy, all the light is just like, again, I'm blinded. All right. I was going to give us the weather. If I can see the screen here, I actually put my starter jacket up and I hung it up over top of like the sort of mic contraption, and there's a couple screens in here. And then I was like, wait a second, I have to talk at some point. So I had to like take it all down. So I'm trying. All right. Today is already May the 30th, and it's Wednesday, of course, and so let's take a look at the weather. Tomorrow, it's a high of 18, and it's going to be cloudy with sunny breaks. All right, and let's move into Friday. Chance of a shower. Oh, but just a chance. There is a sun icon with a high of 15. Then when we move into the weekend, which is the most important to me, and probably all of us, because, you know, it's the weekend, but I'm playing baseball, so that's quite important. Saturday, high of 16, mainly sunny, high of 16. So, you know, what's that going to be? What, June 2nd already? I think. Wow. A little bit chilly for the start of June. And then Sunday, it says a few showers, high of 16. So, I mean, I think it's not going to rain, which is my hope. All right, let's get back to the music. What do I have here? Oh yeah, fashionism. Okay, so I'm going to leave the blinding light here and put my jacket back up to protect my eyeballs. Fashionism. So we're going to hear the song, the first single that they put out a few years back. So, so good. This was released in January of 2015. I feel like I saw their first show. Maybe their second show. But yeah, my favorite local band. We're going to hear the song, Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone? I'm one of them. I'm here getting blinded by the light. I guess I'm a bona fide rock and roll girl. You can't deny that. All right. Fashionism is made up of Joshy, and you've got Robin. So they are a co-ed band, Robin being the female, the sole female on bass. And yeah, who else is in the band? Joshy, Robin. You've got Alex Angel on. He's not on drums. Wait a second. No, he is on drums. I say that because I used to be in a band years ago, many, many moons ago, called the Go Devils, like late 90s moons ago. That's how long it was. And Alex was what did he play there? No, he did play the drums there, but he was also in many other bands where he's the guitar player, and he's a really, really good guitar player too. So who's the other person in the band? I'm missing somebody. 1, 2, 3, 4. I named three of them. It doesn't matter. All right. Here we go. This is Fashionism on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
When the girls come around, they playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
It could have been love, but it never was. That was the Flintettes. I love the Flintettes. They just happen to be really awesome people as well as really good musicians. The band is on probably a permanent hiatus since my good friend, very good friend, Cece Rose, left Vancouver, the drummer, to Toronto. So she's been in Toronto for the past couple of years. I miss her dearly. And there are three piece, the Flintettes, Mike Flintoff, that's where you get the name, Marissa and Cece. And awesome. I miss you guys. All right. Before the Flintettes, we heard something from the Buzzcocks with probably my favorite Buzzcocks song, which is Why Can't I Touch It, from their incredibly amazing record, Singles Going Steady, and long song. Yes, very long song. Before that, we heard Fashionism, as I introduced prior to that. Now, Fashionism and the Buzzcocks, they always, even the Flintettes, they kind of run in the same vein. Anyways, it's 7:40. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here for another 20 or so minutes. I'm going to play us some not-so-independent type music. I know, but I'm going to do it because it's my show. I'm going to play us some Bruce Springsteen from my, like, one of my very, very favorite records as of late. I cannot stop listening to it. That is Magic. That record was released back in 07, and at the time, I wasn't even aware. I don't even know what I was doing in 07. I think I was a newish mom still, and I was just like, oh, you know, just not knowing what was going on outside of my, like, four walls, you know? The song that I love is I'll Work for Your Love. That song, if you listen to the lyrics, please do, because they're just beautiful perfection. They are so poetic, and it just invokes such an amazing visuals, so much imagery. That's Bruce Springsteen. Now, I've sort of rotated a lot of those songs as being my favorites, like so many of those songs, but now I'll Work for Your Love is up there. I know you care. After that, we're going to hear some Slater Kinney. We're going to go back to, I don't know, 97, and then we'll see what we have after that. And stay tuned, though, because in 19 minutes, McConan will be on with his show. I almost said Freak Heat Waves. Why did I almost say that? His show is called Mixed Cassette. Yes, and he's here. He walked by the window. And for all those people who are just, you know, highly concerned, my eyeballs are no longer getting, you know, stabbed by the rays of light. So that's good. I can actually see. I went through like a little extended period there of blindness because the computer screens, as I earlier had mentioned, are like right in front of this window, and then the external windows over there. And then like light was just blinding me. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. 7:42 it is. And let's listen to some Bruce Springsteen from his record Magic. This is I'll Work for Your Love on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm just out here searching for my own piece of the cross. Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow,
that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
To my eyes, the last Sunday of
Than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
That right there is Jail. I love Jail. It stands for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. Now, those guys were out of Halifax from, like, I don't know. They were big in the 90s. On Sub Pop Records, yeah, they made it to Sub Pop. They were part of that whole Halifax explosion that came on the heels of Seattle. They were, like, deemed the next Seattle, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And Jail. Yeah, that band right there helped influence me to play music. So bands like Jail and Cub, female bands like that. Actually, Luscious Jackson of all bands. And then because of them, I picked up the bass. And then I was in a band and I played music for a very long time. And who knows, I might still be back in a band again. I'm in and out of whatnot. But anyways, that was Jail. So yay. Now, before that, we heard something from local band Stork. Very, very good. With the song Said It All off their new self-titled record. I believe it's their first record. And Slater Kinney in there before that with One More Hour from their 97 release, Dig Me Out. So McConan is coming in. We have about 2 minutes. I'm going to leave us with some Screeching Weasel. Because I played the Riverdales back there earlier today. So let's hear something from this song I quite like. It's a classic. It's called Cool Kids. And these guys released it on their record. Hold on a second. Bark Like a Dog. Bark Like a Dog, which was a Fat Records release. Yes. And I will be back in 2 more weeks. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And here we are. This is Screeching Weasel on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids go to sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it.